Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Continuing now with the story we're following this morning, from Lahore, Pakistan, Issam Ahmed joins us, Christian Science Monitor reporter in Pakistan, to talk about the floods that have already killed up to 1,200 people, and that's in the northwest Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, which used to be referred to, you may be familiar with this, northwest frontier province, but it's the tribal region known for greatest instability and insurgency and certainly faces the war in Afghanistan. Issam Ahmed, what are the unique challenges in dealing with the flood damage in this particular region of Pakistan?
Well, actually, the infrastructure has been badly damaged already, and so that's hampering rescue efforts. For instance, a number of bridges have been destroyed. The main highway between the capital, Islamabad, and Peshawar, the main city of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, has been flooded, and so that's making life difficult. And what we're seeing right now is there's about 27,000 people stranded, according to the information minister. And a lot of these people, you can only reach them by air. And so what they're doing, the Pakistan Army has dozens of helicopters right now making its way to those people. And those people, I mean, in scenes sort of reminiscent of what you might have seen in Katrina, they're standing out on their rooftops. They've been there for 2 or 3 days sometimes, not being with no food and no water. And the rescue efforts are very slow because they can only be winched up one person at a time. So that's making the rescue efforts particularly slow. In addition to that, the dire need of the moment, according to all the rescue officials and the non-governmental organization people I've been speaking to, is the threat of waterborne diseases, particularly diarrhea and cholera.
Right.
And so the Red Crescent Society, which is affiliated with the Red Cross, it's got its 50,000 volunteers on the ground now, and they're distributing cholera kits. And there's also the threat of eye diseases and so on and so forth.
Issam, before we go, does it add to U.S. credibility in Pakistan? Always a difficult issue for the U.S. to be taking a lead role in the relief effort here, or does it actually complicate things?
There was a recent survey, I don't know if you might have been familiar with it, that the Pew Research poll, which came out a couple of days ago, which found that 59% of Pakistanis view America as the enemy, and fewer Pakistanis approve of America than they approve of Al-Qaeda. I mean, and so America still has a huge image problem here. But they've responded. The U.S. government has responded very quickly. They've issued $10 million in aid, and in addition to that aid, they've announced 50,000 meals, two water filtration plants, which are going to reach 20,000 people. A number of temporary bridges and life rafts to help with the rescue efforts. So, and this isn't the first time. The United States was the first on the scene after the 2005 earthquake in Pakistan, which killed several million people. So, again, this is something which can
right.
potentially boost the United States image, and I think they're right to jump on that so quickly.
All right, Issam Ahmed is Christian Science Monitor reporter in Pakistan, talking about the flooding, which is the worst in memory in the region of northwest Pakistan, already killed up to 1,200 people. Thanks so much for that.